This reading is from Ephesians 4, verses 7 to 16. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Let me pray for us. Heavenly Father, thank you for these verses from Ephesians, and we pray for faith to receive them. Please help us to understand them, and please enable us to put them into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. How are you getting on with exercising? The weather's been wonderful this past week, and the government has lifted some of its restrictions, and so we've been able to get out and about. And some of you have been walking, or running, or cycling. Maybe you've been gardening in your allotment or at home. Some of us are not able to get out as much as we'd like, so perhaps you've been exercising at home. You've been watching a Joe Wicks video as he leads you through a fitness routine. I know some people who signed up to an aerobics class online and were really enthusiastic as they began, until the next day when they couldn't move a muscle. Or I know of one person who tried to exercise in their house and ended up kicking the furniture and knocking things over. And yet exercise is really important, not just for our physical fitness, but for our mental health as well. We need to look after our bodies and to build them up. Now, I know some of you would love me to lead you in a fitness routine this morning, but I'm not going to do that. Instead, I'm going to talk about a different kind of bodybuilding. Because Jesus Christ is taking care of his body. He's a bodybuilder. Now, I'm not talking about Jesus' physical body. Jesus isn't in heaven lifting weights or has signed up for a Zumba class. I'm talking about his body, the church, his people. And Jesus' desire is for his body to be built up, for it to grow up. Built up in terms of numbers, as more and more people hear the good news of Jesus and receive the eternal life that he offers them. But also to grow up in terms of maturity, to be built up, so that Jesus' body is mature, matching him, the mature head. Now, Jesus' desire for his body to be built up was his desire long before this crisis, and it continues to be his desire. And it should be our desire too. We should want to be bodybuilders. So how can we? How is Jesus bodybuilding? How can we bodybuild? Well, there are two essential activities: learning God's word and serving God's people. So learn God's word. Bodybuilding is supernatural. It's from Christ. But where is Jesus? Well, he's ascended to his Father. So learn God's word. Bodybuilding is supernatural. It's from Christ. But where is Jesus? Well, he has ascended into heaven. Today is the first Sunday after Ascension Day, which was on Thursday, the day when we celebrate Jesus' return to his Father. The Ascension is the forgotten ending to the Gospel. And yet, if Jesus ascended, before that he descended. He came to earth, and that's what we celebrate at Christmas, when he was born as a baby in that manger. But he descended further than that. He descended to death on a cross, a humiliating death, to deal with our sin and with God's anger. But then wonderfully, he rose from the dead. God resurrected him to new life. He overcame his enemies. He defeated death. He offers life and hope to all people. And 40 days later, he ascended and returned to his Father. Now, he didn't arrive with two suitcases, feeling a bit tired from his travels, with lots of memories and photos of his time on earth. Now, he returned as the victorious king, as the ruler over all our world, or as Ephesians 4 puts it, in order to fill the whole universe. And then he gave gifts to his people, the church. Now, the middle of May is not the time of the year when we give gifts to each other, unless, of course, you've got a birthday or an anniversary. Christmas is when we give presents. That's when we get excited about gifts. But at his ascension, Jesus gave gifts to his people. Not just any old gifts. He gave special gifts, valuable gifts, gifts for a purpose. He didn't give these gifts as a thank you for his time on earth, the way that we might give a card or a box of chocolates after we visited someone. Now, he gave these gifts for body building. Verses 11 and 12. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers, to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. The gifts in this passage are people, not stuff. And what they have in common is that they enable God's word to be known. So Christ himself gave apostles and prophets to the church. These were Jesus' disciples and some of the leaders of the early church. They're described in Ephesians as the foundation of the church, with Christ himself as the cornerstone. And that's because Christ revealed his good news to them, and some of them then wrote it down in the New Testament. Jesus also gave the evangelists people to proclaim this good news about him. Now, all Christians are to bear witness for Jesus and to speak of him, but he has been given particular gifts to people so that more and more people may hear about the good news. And he has also given pastor teachers to lead and to teach God's word to his people, to nurture and to train and to build up the church. And verse 16 describes these gifts as the supporting ligaments, which join together and hold together the body, giving it shape and structure. And Paul explains why Jesus has given these gifts. Verse 12, to equip his people. Last month, a friend of mine messaged me. I had been in touch with him because I was concerned about his business, which had closed down during this crisis, and I wanted to check that he was okay. And he was okay. And he said how he was enjoying the extra time that he had with his family. But then he asked me to pray for him, because after several weeks of school at home with the kids, he was getting impatient and frustrated. And he messaged me to say, Glenn, please pray for extra grace. And then he said, I do appreciate schools more than ever. And I think many of us can echo that. Young people watching, much as you love mum and dad, you don't want them teaching you at home forever. And adults, we're looking forward to schools going back, We really appreciate our schools and our teachers. And yet, all of us need instruction, whether it's at home or at school, at work, at college, whatever sphere of life. We need instruction. We need to be trained. We need to be equipped. And Jesus has given these gifts to equip his people, to build them up. The church isn't perfect. We're broken and we need repair. We're lacking and we need supply. And so the body's built up as these people equip us with God's word. So that, verse 13, we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Bodybuilders need to learn God's word. Now, we're thankful for the many people who have taught God's word to us over the years so that we know it better. And we thank God, First and Ebbs, for the years of faithful Bible teaching at this church. And please continue to pray that we would teach and preach faithfully and courageously. And that's why we have sermons on Sunday. It's why we have Toolbox, our small group Bible study discussion groups, Christianity Explored, our Sunday clubs. Bodybuilders need to learn God's word. Now, not being able to physically meet together has really disrupted church life. And we find it hard to engage over the internet. It's not the same watching the service like this. But let's keep learning God's word together. We may wonder how long this may last. Life is busy, work's demanding, there seems to be little time. It takes real effort to open the Bible and to listen. But let's keep doing that. And that's why it's so great that you could join us today. And thank you for tuning into the daily services. Let's keep learning, and let's keep learning together. That's why our small groups are so important. They're a chance for us to connect, to reflect on what we're hearing, what we're being taught, to discuss it, and to be equipped. Bodybuilders need to learn God's word. And yet, learning God's word is not enough. But the body is built up as we serve God's people. Jesus didn't give these gifts so that we could congratulate ourselves on being a Bible teaching church, or for us to pride ourselves on being well informed about what God has done in our world or what God might do in the future. No, he has given these gifts for a purpose. They're not for us to sit back and to watch God do all the work, and for others to work. Verses 11 and 12 again. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. We're all called to play our part. The church needs you. Just as when you go for a walk, your whole body goes with you. It's not just your legs. Or when you take part in an exercise class, your whole body moves. You know that because the next day you're sore. And so it is with the church. Jesus has given gifts to all of us so that we can serve. A number of years ago, a church wanted to emphasize this. So on the front page of their church service sheet, they put the words rector and then their name, associate rector and then their name. And then it said the ministers, the entire congregation. As Christians, we are all ministers in Christ Church. We're all called to serve each other. And Jesus enables us to do this. Verse 7. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. No one is left out, no one is forgotten, and Jesus' grace doesn't run out, so that he says to some of us, I'm really sorry, better luck next time. No, he gives grace as he decides. This grace is a gift, it's not a reward, and it's not a competition. We're not to look around at others, thinking, oh, I wish I had some of their grace, why haven't I got more? Grace has been given to each one of us. Now, this grace is invisible, but Jesus makes his invisible grace visible as his people serve each other. In the previous church that we were members of, we used to sing a song. Now, you don't need to rush over and press mute. I'm not going to sing it to you this morning. But the first two lines of it went like this. Brother, sister, let me serve you. Let me be as Christ to you. What a privilege. What a responsibility. That we are, as it were, Christ to each other. We are Christ's voice, speaking his words about himself to each other. In Christ's tone of voice, challenging, encouraging, or as Paul puts it in these verses, speaking the truth in love. We're Jesus' hands, helping each other, lifting, carrying, delivering, bearing each other's burdens. We're Jesus' ears, listening, giving each other time so that we can open up and be heard. So that we listen and value each other. And we represent Christ's presence as we're with each other, weeping with those who weep, laughing with those who laugh. And we represent Jesus' love as we sacrificially love each other, putting the interests of each other ahead of ourselves, as we reach out and as we serve each other. And yet that song goes on. The next two lines say, pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Some of us really enjoy serving, but we find it so much harder to be served. Because that would mean admitting that we have needs and asking for assistance and admitting that actually, we can't go it alone. And yet we're called to serve each other. And so we need to open up and to ask for help and to trust other people so that we grow and are built up together. We thank God for enabling so many members of St. Ebbs to serve and to serve in so many different ways. And in these strange and difficult times, let's keep serving each other. For some of us, our service has been focused on Sunday. We help with the Sunday club, we're part of the welcome team, we help with refreshments. And that's no longer possible. So let's creatively think about how we might continue to serve each other. And again, this is where our small groups are so important, a chance for us to meet, to reflect on God's word, to learn together, and to find out each other's needs, and to serve one another. Keep serving God's people. Some of us are tired. We're jaded. We feel weak. Let's serve as best we can and receive the help of others. Some of us are full of energy and motivation at the moment. Well, praise God. Who could you serve? How could you serve? And these works of services are not limited to St. Ebbs. In our streets, in our communities, in our networks, in whatever environment God has placed us, let's continue to serve. Bodybuilding is a whole body effort. The church isn't perfect. We're sinful. We're weak. We're immature. But Christ is committed to bodybuilding. That's why he's giving these gifts. So let's keep learning God's word. Let's keep serving God's people. As verse 16 says, from him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Let me pray. Ascended Lord, thank you for these wonderful gifts. Thank you that you are committed to building your church. And so please help us to be bodybuilders too, to keep learning and serving, so that your body might be the mature body, the beautiful body that you long it to be. In your name we pray. Amen.